And a good morning to you. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Tony Dusing. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. And he will take your lawn and garden questions at 869-1330. That's 869-1330. We're in the 316 area code, so it's 316-869-1330. Well, good morning, Jason. And this weekend is a special weekend because it's turning into fall. Although we're going to be 98 degrees today in Wichita. But yeah, fall is here, right, Jason?
Well, yeah.
Pretty soon.
Tomorrow being the first day of fall, and coincidentally, the weather looks like it's going to bring us some fall weather for a little while. Yep. So looks like we got to put up with it warming up for, three or four more hours and being kind of overcast. And then that things are going to begin to change. And that's great. I'm ready for some fall weather.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we'll look forward to that. We had a little bit of rain last night in the Wichita area, which does help. We're still in the Wichita area on a kind of a drought restriction, so we can only water our grass once a week kind of thing, and depending on what part of the city you're in. I did want to ask you about, as we get into the fall, and I did read that October, or as we get into the fall, is a good time to plant spring bulbs. And maybe tell me about bulbs and why is that?
Yeah, and that's something we're just beginning to get to. We have a nice selection here in Pleasant View at this location. Kind of have to keep them indoors. But, as we get into late September, October, and really even probably first part of November, we can plant those spring blooming bulbs. And it's always good just to kind of remind everybody, because a lot of times I get people that maybe are new to gardening or had never really done bulbs, and they'll come in the springtime and they'll be like, hey, my neighbors have these tulips blooming, or my neighbor has these daffodils blooming. I want to get some of those. Well, the time and to do that is right now. Bulbs are, they have everything they need inside that thing to flower and produce the plant. It's all inside that bulb. And so we put them in the ground now, and, we'll water them in, and they'll begin to root out. They won't grow any top, but they need to go through the process of winter. They need, 10 or 12 weeks of the cold weather before that bulb has been signaled that it's time to grow and develop. Well, then they'll pop up in the springtime and you'll have your flower. But if you were to plant them in the springtime, you wouldn't get any flower. They wouldn't go through that. So we need to think about that. And there's a lot of different ones. I mean, I mentioned tulips and daffodils. Those are probably some of the more common ones. But there's also things like the allium, which are kind of fun. They look like a big stalk with a purple Dr. Seuss ball on the top of them. Hyacinths, very, very fragrant type. Crocus is another one, very small, one of the first things to bloom, often bloom if we have a little late snow. You'll even see them blooming when that's happening. So really great selection of things. And then also one of the other bulbs would be more for our gardener people, but fall garlic is planted at this time as well. And I know, here at Pleasant View, we would have the hard neck and the soft neck garlic. So either type can be planted in the fall, and they'll sprout up in the fall and over the winter, kind of look like just a little green onion shoot maybe, but very cold tolerant. And then as soon as the ground warms in the spring, they'll grow, develop that head, and then the top will kind of die off like your onions do, and that's when you would harvest your garlic. But that's another one that's best planted in the fall also. So there's a lot of things with bulbs that you can do.
That's right. Get the bulbs out and ready to plant. Don't wait until the spring. That is a good thing to do. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show with our lawn and garden expert, Jason French. He'll answer your questions. You can call us. Of course, Jason's from Stutzman's Greenhouse, and your lawn and garden questions can be had at 316-869-1330. That's 869-1330. Since we're talking about stuff we can do now for spring, how about are there vegetables we can plant in the fall for a spring harvest?
Well, for a spring harvest, probably right now, garlic's going to be about the only one for spring, but we still could probably be putting in some of those greens, especially like spinach, is extremely cold hardy. So, you know, it's going to grow and produce for quite a while yet this fall. And I know a lot of people have a little cover they'll throw over it. And, you know, a lot of times it'll be harvestable clear till Thanksgiving even. So, you know, you can get quite a long bit out of some of those cold tolerant things like that. But most of our other spring items or garden items, it's going to be February probably before we start doing too much else with the next season's vegetables.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, I did want to remind everybody, of course, you know, as we say, we're going to get into fall. Well, technically tomorrow, but fall is here at Stutzman's. And of course, you guys have the pumpkins and gourds and fall decor, right? And can we come out and see at your different locations?
Oh, absolutely. Any of the 12 locations, the pumpkins, we've got a couple of different people here in Kansas that grow those for us, and a very nice crop this year. The just plain old jack-o'-lanterns are a really nice size this year, and then you know, we've gotten in everything from the little mini gourds and little mini pumpkins to maybe you're going to do some cooking and make something sweet, some pie or some bread or something. The little pie pumpkins actually work better for that. They're a much sweeter flesh than like a jack-o'-lantern. So those, and people decorate with them too. They're just the small, maybe 6-inch across orange pumpkin looking ones. And then you get into all of the different weird funky ones, and have several new varieties even this year. So that's always kind of fun to see all those different ones, and, you know, great way just dress up a front or a porch or something, maybe a straw bale and a few of the different colors in the pumpkins, a mum or two sitting there. We have corn shocks in. You can create that whole little fall feel right there pretty easily.
Yeah, exactly. I did want to mention that Stutzman's Greenhouse is on Facebook. And a question that I saw on Facebook asked about what is pre-emergent herbicide and when should we apply it? Tell me about that.
And that is, if you are just getting into gardening, use pre-emergents. They are going to be your good friend. What they are is it's a product that keeps seeds from sprouting, weed seeds. And we use them at different times of the year for different things. A lot of people are really familiar with in the spring, you use the crabgrass preventers. And that's a weed that comes up fairly early summer, late spring, and so you have to get it on in the spring to prevent it. But this time of year, there's a whole host of other weeds that'll be sprouting and coming up that we can prevent, and a lot of them cause us a lot of trouble next season. We had a lot of trouble this year with a weedy grass called little barley, and it comes up this time of year just as a little tiny plant, kind of like a wheat crop in Kansas. It's planted in the fall, and it's sprouts up, but just stays a small plant through the winter. And then as soon as, you know, February, March, and we start getting some warm days, it really starts growing. And that little barley does that same thing in your yard. Well, then about the 1st of June or so, it makes seed and dies off. And so then you've got this brown tufts in your grass where that weed has died. And so to avoid that, we put on pre-emergent this time of year to really help with that. If it's a fescue lawn, we'd want to use it with a fertilizer. If we had a warm season grass, you know, buffalo or zoysia or Bermuda, something like that, we can use that Dimension pre-emergent without a fertilizer too. So, you know, it can come either way. A lot of times, especially if I'm using the one without fertilizer, I'll just go over a lot of my landscape beds and things as well and prevent some weeds in there. It cannot be used in your vegetable garden, but in your landscape and in the lawn, be a great way to avoid some of those weeds. And, you know, as far as the landscape goes, anything we can do to reduce pulling weeds is always much easier.
Yeah, exactly. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Our lawn and garden expert, Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. You can certainly call us and ask a lawn and garden question yourself at 316-869-1330. Jason, let's talk about mulch. Is it a good time to add mulch to my garden beds? And what type should I use? Maybe even tell me why we use mulch too.
You know, this is a good time. A lot of times in the fall, people will, you know, as we kind of clean up our beds and things, it's a good time to, you know, either add mulch or if we haven't put any down, go ahead and put it down. And it does several things. You know, different times of the year, it has different benefits too. But its main thing is, one, it's going to keep out weeds and keep weeds and things away. So, you know, that's a very important part of it. Two, we are always pretty dry anymore. Well, it helps conserve some moisture. Instead of that sun being right on the soil and evaporating the water out, you've got this nice, you know, 2 or 3 inch layer of mulch on there, and that will keep the moisture you're applying and the rain that falls from drying so fast. So it has good benefits that way as well. The other thing with, you know, we're still a little ways away from it, but approaching winter, a nice layer of mulch, our ground is, you know, slowly changes temperature, and it really doesn't get as cold as, you know, our air temperature does. So when we have mulch around things, it kind of helps keep that soil a little bit warmer. It kind of insulates them a little bit and can help some of those plants, you know, pull through a winter a little bit better. So a lot of great reasons this fall to be adding some mulch. And what kind you use a little bit depends on a couple of different things. If I was doing a vegetable garden or something where we work the soil and we plant, you know, every year and do all that, you don't want a mulch that lasts very long. So, you know, gardens, usually you think of like a straw mulch or a compost, something like that, that we're going to put on top that can just be worked into the soil when we're planting. Our landscape beds, though, generally we want something a little bit longer lasting. You know, the most common are going to be your cedar and your cypress mulch, and those are two very rot-resistant, insect-resistant mulches, so they last a while and do all of those things. You can use rubber mulches. Rock, you know, well, being the most permanent mulch, does have some drawbacks of holding heat in summer and things like that if you have it up too close to plantings and all, but that would do kind of that same thing of making that barrier to keep weeds and things from sprouting. So a lot of different ways you can do it. Just generally, like the wood mulches, especially up around the house and places like that, I like the cedar and the cypress for that insect resistance. I know, you know, sometimes the dump or the city or somebody will have free mulch from, you know, tree trimmings and stuff like that that you can get. And that's an okay mulch, but that would be more something I would want to use out away from the house, maybe around trees or, you know, a berm out away, just because sometimes some of those types of woods are a little more attractive to some of the insect issues, and you might not want that right up by the house.
Okay, yeah, that's good to know. I did not know that. I did want to ask you about, you know, one of the things, I mean, I love summer and spring because all the green and the things that are alive, and when winter comes, everything kind of dies off. And the one thing I like about winter, it seems like all the bugs are gone. But are there some common pests I should be on the lookout for as seasons change?
Yeah, you know, there are still a few pests. You know, a lot of the ones we had spring and summer, aphids, spider mites, things like that, they tend to slow down with the temperature, so we don't always see as many. But in the fall, there are some other insects that kind of are making their last run before winter, and we do see a lot of some caterpillars and chewing and things like that. So, you know, kind of keep an eye on some of your plants for them. And, you know, fairly easy to control. There's, you know, natural ways like the Captain Jacks that works great on caterpillars, but that's a pest to look for. And one of the other ones, and I like to do it about this time of year as well, are it's called like a perimeter pest control. And you can use like the 8 granulars or, you know, we have a household spray, but you treat just close barrier right around the house. And if you're doing the spray, you know, you can kind of do the door jams and up under the eaves and things. And that will keep a lot of those crickets from coming in, which are such a nuisance. And then also we tend to see a big increase in spiders this time of year, trying to catch and feed and fatten up and lay eggs and whatever all they do this time of year. But we do see a lot more spiders late in the season, and those perimeter sprays are good just to keep some of those things out away from the home and where they should be.
This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show, and you are listening to our lawn and garden expert, Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. I'm Tony Dusing, and we'll take your lawn and garden questions if you'd like to call us at 316-869-1330. A lot of us have perennials, things maybe like in pots, things outside. What steps should I take, and not just in pots, but also in the ground, but what steps should I take to care for my perennials before winter?
You know, kind of depending what they are, you know, if they're beginning to turn yellow and die off, I've got some peonies that I can tell are on their way down. You know, we want to clean up a lot of those perennials, and some of them are going to still look good until we get a first frost, and I would probably wait on some of those. But if you have some things already starting to go dormant and look pretty shabby, we can start clipping some of those things off. That's a good time to, like we talked earlier, make sure our mulch is nice and thick around all of those guys, kind of tucking them in for fall and winter. I probably would hold off yet until we've been a little colder and a little later before I would do my fertilizing for all of the perennials. I would do them kind of the same time, and actually I use the same product personally. A granular tree and shrub fertilizer. I'll do, you know, all my little bushes and stuff, and while I'm there I'll do some with the perennials. But we want to make sure everything is dormant before we do that. We don't accidentally want to force a bunch of new growth on them this time of year that doesn't have chance to mature and get ready. But yeah, cleaning off all of those old blooms and deadheading and starting to neaten up our beds and things, we can start doing a lot of that right now for sure.
You know, and I want to ask you about composting. And, you know, as we get into the cooler weather, can I still compost, you know, like kitchen scraps at this time of the year or as we get cooler? And any tips for maintaining a compost pile while we're in our cooler weather seasons?
Yeah, and you know, it's a perfectly good time for doing that. I mean, especially as you're cleaning up a lot of the plant debris and things in our yard. And, you know, it's about the only time of the year I use the bag on my mower. I still leave the mulching blade on, but when I get quite a few leaves falling, I'll just mow over the grass real quick and suck those up and chop those up. And that's another great thing that can go right into that compost pile, as well as, you know, your organic household stuff, you know, peels and eggshells and that kind of thing. Nothing with fat, so, you know, no meats or things go in it, but all those plant-based things can go in there. And you know, we do want to maybe give it a good stir while we're still fairly warm. That process of making compost generates a lot of heat. So, you know, even in the winter, the center of your compost pile is still going to be pretty warm. The outer parts, obviously, are going to be a lot slower breaking down through the winter, but it does continue to happen. And, you know, make sure it doesn't get too dry if we don't have any moisture, or if you're adding a bunch of stuff, maybe halfway through, add a little water on top just to moisten everything. Those little microbes need a certain amount of moisture to be able to survive and do their thing. But it really is a good time to be collecting and adding all of that organic matter into your compost heap right now.
Yeah, you know, and I wanted to ask you about, and it's still too early because we're still mowing or we're using our garden tools. We're still doing stuff out because it's still warm out there. But as we get into the cooler season, Are there some maintenance that I should perform on my garden tools as the season starts to wrap up? What do you guys kind of do? What do you suggest there, Jason?
You know, and some of those we might already be there for, unless you're, you know, still planting. And fall's a good time to put some perennials or a tree in or something. But, you know, if you're pretty much done with some of that stuff, it's always a good idea. Take your shovels, and I like to wash them a little bit and get any of the dirt crust off of them. And then I take just a simple paper towel or rag, and then a little bit of oil. A lot of times I'll just spray like a WD-40 and wipe off the excess. There's a lot of different oils you can use on there, but just a real fine coat. They don't need to be greasy or anything, but that'll keep any rust from happening to them through the season. And, you know, check the handles, make sure they're smooth if they need a little sanding or anything. But that way we're able to kind of look and get those in so they don't just sit outside all winter and that wood get dry and splintery on the handles. But yeah, that's a good thing to start doing kind of as you're cleaning up and finishing things. Making sure we have all of our tools and toys put away is always a good thing to be working on this time of year.
A great place to go on the web is the Stutzmans.com website. And it is just Stutzmans.com, Stutzmans.com, Stutzmans.com. And of course, on the Stutzmans website, you can listen to this show again if you want to go back. Something you missed, it's on there now. They call it podcasting. But also, I do see, Jason, there's a link to your garden club. Tell me some of the benefits of joining the garden club for free.
Yeah, and that is right on the front of the website, and you just can click on it. And it's, we do it through email once a month. It's an electronic newsletter with the Garden Club, and so you know, we'll have one coming out not quite 2 weeks from now for October, and it'll have a plant of the month. And you know, this month we've got mums, but a pertinent plant for that time of year is always in the monthly newsletter, kind of what's happening at Stutzmans. There's some good to-do lists of things we should be doing outside or inside that time of year. So it's a really nice way to get some good information. Like I said, once a month that comes out. But also for Garden Club members, there's some other things. Well, one, if you're not a member, if you sign up, you get a $5 coupon off a $25 purchase. So we'll actually give you a little bonus for signing up. But when we have specials, promotions, sometimes we do things that are just for the Garden Club, you'll get an email. And so you'll know ahead of time about all of those different events and specials and things. So great way to keep in the know as far as, you know, events and things at Stutzmans, as well as, you know, things as a gardener that you should be paying attention to or looking at for that time of year.
You know, I wanted to bring up all 12 locations. A week from today, the Fall Festival begins, some specials, fall fun events. Tell me about what's going on with the Fall Festival starting next week.
You know, that's a pretty fun weekend, and it varies a lot from store to store where you go. Some of them do some additional fun things, but, you know, we'll have free pumpkins and mini gourds for kids and all to give out. We also start a special on pansies. It's kind of really that kickoff to the true fall season. I mean, we've been into fall for a little while, but usually by next weekend, the fall weather and all is here, and we're ready to go. And just kind of a fun way to welcome that season and get everybody out to see all the colors and the shapes and all of the different things of fall. It's just a really fun event.
Yeah, exactly. I want to bring up the locations. I know you have 12 locations. There's about around four in the Wichita area. Tell me about the locations where we can go today to Stutzmans.
Yeah, if you're listening in the Wichita area, west side, we'd have 13th and Tyler location. Then heading east on Rock Road, just north of 96 there by Sam's Club, we have a location. And then as you go over more to the east side, Cambridge Market at 21st and Webb would be a location. And then down in Derby, we're right on Meadowlark. That's a great location as well. And then for our people listening out west, our Dodge City location right there on Central at the mall in Dodge City. So a lot of good. And of course, all the other locations as well are all well stocked with all of this fall.
Exactly. And of course, you can go onto the Stutzman's website, Stutzmans.com, and find out all that information. And don't forget, you can also send your questions to questions@stutzmans.com. Jason will be the guy that emails you back. Yes, questions@stutzmans.com. It's really nice. Jason, thanks for being on with us. It's the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show right here at 10 o'clock on KNSS.